Welcome to Proverbs Every Day. My name is DJ, and this will be episode 259. I'm going to be reading through Proverbs 15 today. So, hey, let's get into it. All right. Once again, welcome. And we're reading from the Complete Jewish Bible this morning. And I forgot to pray for you. So let's do that. Father God, thank you so much for my friends here that they are joining with you this morning, that they are, or this day, I should say, whatever time they happen to be watching along here. So, Father, we do give you blessings and honor that we are including you in our life today and being purposeful about that. So, Father, we ask that you would bless this time, that it be a time of enlightenment and blessing to us so that it does not return void. Father, we believe that, and we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Nice. All right. Well, let's get into this here. Proverbs 15. A gentle response deflects fury, but a harsh word makes tempers rise. Just getting some gold right out of the gate. Right along with this, the tongue of the wise presents knowledge well, but the mouth of a fool spews out folly. Yeah. I talk all the time about this kind of being like a training program that we're in, that we have that choice of whether or not we're going to be people that are kind of following along in the system, or and trained towards that quick response, that political response, that I want to know how you're responding so I can identify with you or be against you, that sort of thing, and that kind of polarization. That's the world's program. And we have the opportunity to deflect that and to make sure that that's not part of our world. And so it is through practice and through wisdom that we're able to do that. So that's why I bring this up a lot, is I think the worse this gets, the more we need to do something about it. So that is why I keep banging that particular drum. Verse 3, the eyes of Adonai are everywhere, watching the evil and the good. A soothing tongue is a tree of life, but when it twists things, it breaks the spirit. Has that whole like words hurt more than a fist kind of a thing, you know, but it can also soothe more, and so it's, our words are important, they have power, and it's important to realize that and be treating that appropriately. Let's highlight that one. A fool despises his father's discipline, but he who heeds warnings is prudent. The home of the righteous is a storehouse of treasure, but the earnings of the wicked bring trouble. We kind of talked about this before, but it's more than just metaphorical value. That we have literal value that's talked about here. And this is Solomon we're talking about here. So it's not like he doesn't know about wealth, like a lot about wealth. Well, okay, so let's talk about that for a second. Like, there's an account in, ooh, I'm gonna get this wrong, in First Chronicles, I think it is. Yeah, see, I know I'd get myself into trouble just starting to quote this, but basically that it's called out that in a single year he makes 666. Yeah, the specifically the number 666. Talents of gold. A talent is considered to be kind of a standard year's wages. So in other words, Solomon was in his wisdom and in his ability to bring in income 666 times more than most of us. that was how much in a single year that the man was bringing in. So just to give perspectives there, you know, he might know what he's talking about as far as that goes. The lips of the wise spread knowledge, not so the heart of fools. Adonai detests the sacrifices of the wicked, but delights in the prayers of the upright. Adonai detests the way of the wicked, but loves anyone who pursues righteousness. See the differences there here too. More of these contrasts. When he detests like complete sacrifices, but loves prayers. Why? Because one of them is made by somebody who's wicked, and the other person's upright. So what does he want more, the sacrifices or our character? Detests the way or the actions of the wicked, but loves someone who pursues righteousness. So it's what does he want more? He wants us to be people of character that are more able to at least pursue it, even if we don't make it. Even if we don't, you know, fully get there, he loves that we pursue it. Discipline is severe for one who leaves the way, and whoever can't stand correction will die. Sheol and Abaddon lie open to Adonai. How much more people's hearts? A scorner does not like being corrected. He won't go to the wise for advice. If we can't see these things, how are we going to hide from God who can? If God can see what the evil places are, how much more so can he see into our hearts? That's what this is basically saying here. So the very next thing is about correction. So what is it about here? It's about embracing correction and making that part of your heart. Not embracing correction in appearances only. Yeah. A glad heart makes a face happy, but heartache breaks the spirit. The mind of a person with discernment seeks knowledge, but the mouth of a fool feeds on folly. For the poor, every day is hard. But the good-hearted have a perpetual feast. Better little with the fear of Adonai than great wealth coupled with worry. And again, this is Solomon saying this. Better little with the fear of God than great wealth with worry. try to, there's a person I've gotten to know over the years that says it, like, well, he basically says it like, worry is, self-worship and you make a horrible God. Yeah. It's very true. Keep it in its right place. Verse 17, this is always a fun one. Better a vegetable dinner with love than a stall-fattened ox with hate. Or this can sometimes be translated into a dinner of herbs. And so, again, it's not about the thing. It's about the experience. Verse 18. Hot-tempered people stir up strife, but patient people quiet quarrels. The lazy person's way seems overgrown by thorns, but the path of the upright is a level highway. A wise son is a joy to his father, and only a fool despises his mother. Verse 21, folly appears to one who lacks sense, but a person of discernment goes straight ahead. Without deliberation, plans go wrong, but with many advisors, they succeed. So true. We just need each other. We need those people with us to not just bounce ideas off of, but to be accountable. We need those advisors. Not just yes people in our lives. Not just the people that just will just say whatever we want to hear. We need people that are going to call truth into our lives. Verse 23, people take pleasure in anything they say, but a word at the right time, how good it is. For the prudent, the path of life goes upward. Thus, he avoids Sheol below. Adonai will pull down the houses of the proud, but preserves intact the widow's boundaries. Adonai detests plans to do evil, but kind words are pure. The greedy for gain brings trouble to his home, but he who hates bribes will live. The mind of the righteous thinks before speaking, but the mouth of the wicked spews out evil stuff. Okay, I didn't have evil stuff on my Proverbs bingo card for the day. Need to highlight that. But it goes back to what we were saying at the very beginning. The mind of the righteous thinks before speaking. But the mouth of the wicked just spews out evil stuff. Just like word vomit. Adonai is far from the wicked, but he listens to the prayer of the righteous. A cheerful glance brings joy to the heart, and good news invigorates the bones. He who heeds life-giving correction will be at home in the company of the wise. He who spurns discipline detests himself, but he who listens to correction grows in understanding. The discipline of wisdom is fear of Adonai, so before being honored, a person must be humble. If I could highlight and circle and do everything I can to make this one as obvious as possible. The discipline of wisdom is fear of Adonai. So being honored, before being honored, a person must be humble. It's so critical to understand this. So critical. We were talking a while ago, and actually I need to bring up this in a more formal study at some point, but there are these progressions that we see. And Paul likes to talk in these kind of frameworks, which is probably why I enjoy reading Paul so much, is that you have these, this happens first, and you build on that. So very first thing you need is humility. Then you have wisdom. Then you have knowledge. Then you have honor. Then you have a legacy. Do you see how that works? The world will talk about like trying to start with like going to build wealth. When that's a way high up here activity, it's way out of the screen here. That's where that is. There's so many things to build up first. So many things that time and time again, this talks about being way more foundational than that. You know, it is way more important to do these things. You have these contrasts here to focus in on, you know. And let me just say this to you. If you are someone who is struggling today, if you are someone who is having financial challenges, for example, I have good news, and that is that this is the perfect opportunity for you to experience what it's like to have that sense of replacing your fear with God alone, so that God, Adonai, is the only thing that you fear. That's what he wants from you. He doesn't want you to fear anything else. We know he's a jealous God. And so if you are in a place where you're faced with having very little in your life and you're challenged with whatever it is, that is the perfect time for you to replace all of your fears with God alone. If you can master that when you're in that state, when you have wealth down the road, you will have set yourself up for that. But if you have great wealth and you have worry, the more you have, the more worry you're going to have. The more you gain in finances, the more you gain in property and all these things, the more worry you're going to have about losing it because you haven't replaced that fear. Those of us that walk with God, that have any kind of wealth, if we're truly walking with God, we don't worry about losing it. We know it's not ours in the first place. We know that we're just stewards of that. Anyway, I hope that was helpful to you. I'm not sure why that came to me today. I'm not sure why that's important, but I felt it was important to bring up. But in any case, I do hope that you are doing well out there. I am actually preparing recording this to head on to Orlando, Florida. So we'll be recording a few more of these episodes because I just don't know what the next few days are going to hold. So it's going to be kind of interesting to have a full-on recording session this afternoon of, I think, 5 different episodes I'm going to be recording. So this will be fun for me. Wish me luck. So in any case, I hope you are blessed by the best, and then go be a blessing to all the rest. Love you guys, and we'll see you again tomorrow. Turns wrath aside. Proverb, a day will bring wisdom. Your
day will bring wisdom your way.